And so, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and move on into our first sponsor and exhibitor session. And our host today for that is going to be Phil Obregon. Phil, are you here?
I sure am.
All right. So, Phil is going to be steering today, but I want to point something out really quick to our folks who are using the iPhone app or maybe even your iPad app to join today. We are going to be showing some videos. If you are a person who, has low vision or is sighted, that's going to be watching videos. If you leave the app, you won't be able to see them. And also, if you're not, just wanting to see them, if you're wanting to hear them, if you leave your app at any time, you may not be able to hear them. We were getting some feedback about that last night. So remain in the app because it'll be a screen share when those are played, and we know that you want to hear that information. All right. So, Phil, it's all yours.
Okay, hello everybody. This is Phil Obregon, and I would like to welcome you all to our first sponsor and exhibitor highlight session. We're going to hear from some great exhibitors through pre-recorded videos, and we're going to have a live Q&A when we get to the on the move presentation. So anyway, our first exhibitor is our good friends that have been at our conventions for many years now, Access Ingenuity. We're going to hear about their some of their products and services.
Hello, my name is Ian Ramos, and I'm an assistive technology specialist with Access Ingenuity. Access Ingenuity is an independent accessibility and consulting firm since 2002. Our mission is to help clients make their documents and websites accessible to people with disabilities. Also, help end users access accessible content, provide assistive technology with hardware and software, help those with visual impairments maintain their independence. Some of the services that we offer include training, testing, remediation, implementation support, and compliance monitoring. I'd like to tell you about some of the technologies we work with that specifically engineered to help those with visual impairments live more independently. Let's start with the new Envision glasses. Those of you seeking a convenient mobile platform for performing OCR, identifying objects, describing your environment, and even calling someone you trust to get that second opinion while shopping or exploring a new path. Envision glasses do it all. They are really artificial intelligence for your eye. Use the power of speech to make everyday life more accessible for any visual impairment. It's as simple as wearing them like traditional glasses, using the built-in touch panel on the side to control the various features using intuitive gestures such as tapping or swiping. Very similar to how you control an iPhone using VoiceOver. Envision glasses use the proven hardware of the Google Glass platform to accomplish this. It is truly an awesome piece of hardware and is brand new to the market. Here at Access Ingenuity, we also distribute and support all Freedom Scientific products, such as the well-known screen reader JAWS. JAWS research and development teams are continually releasing updates and adding new features to make the most popular screen reader available even better. We can help you get access to these exciting new features, as well as help you through any bumps in the road with support. For the low vision users out there, we also can provide the Zoom Text screen magnification software, which allows a user to customize a tailored visual experience to help them access a computer more effectively. Of course, for those of you seeking the best combination in computer access, there is the Fusion software, which combines the screen reading power of JAWS with the visual capabilities of ZoomText. Additional blindness hardware includes the popular Focus Braille display, which is the most rugged Braille display currently available. The fifth generation line of Focus Braille displays are a durable, lightweight Braille display, drop tested to MIL standard 810G specifications and designed to take on the challenges of everyday bumps and scrapes. Its user-friendly keyboard, convenient front panel controls, and retooled Braille pins make for a smooth and quiet operation. With Bluetooth connectivity for five devices, a built-in scratch pad, a USB-C port, and tough, compact, portable design, Focus 40 Blue ensures reliable operation whether you are on the go, at work, traveling the world, or simply relaxing at home. If you find yourself needing more power and features, I'd like to introduce you to the L-Braille. The L-Braille is a portable device designed for users who are blind or deafblind and want to stay connected at school, work, home, as well as on the go. This take anywhere replacement for the dedicated note taker, L-Braille combines the flexibility of a modern mainstream computer running the Windows 10 operating system with JAWS and a 40-cell Braille display with a full Braille keyboard to offer a fully accessible and compact solution. Of course, Freedom Scientific is one of the leading manufacturers of low vision hardware. We carry their entire line of low vision products, including the most popular handheld magnifier on the market, Ruby. Ruby comes in three different sizes, giving the end user the choice of which size fits their need. If more power and size is something that you need, Freedom Scientific Topaz line of desktop CCTVs provide all of the features one would expect from this type of device. If you have any questions or would like more information on these products or more from Freedom Scientific, please reach out to us. Our phone number is 877-579-4380, and my email address is ianr@accessingenuity.com. That's ianr@accessingenuity.com. Thanks, everyone.
All right, and thank you, Access Ingenuity, for being a part of our 2021 conference and convention. Okay, our next exhibitor is the Calphone Telephone Access Program.
Just one second, Phil. I've got a little technical problem here. You're getting all my JAWS and everything in here at the same time, and I'm trying to keep that from happening. So hold on. One second. I'm sorry, we've got a problem. Let's fix this first. I'm sorry.
Sound card submenu. Windows default sound card checked.
Oh shit. No.
Leaving menus. Folder view list view. JAWS 2020 check.
I don't know how this happened, but it'll take me just one second. I'm sorry.
Synthesizer and Synthesizer and Braille manager. Sound card submenu. Window. Speakers left parent. Speakers left parent.
There. All right. Be right back.
Awesome. And while we wait for Deb to jump back in, I'll just take a minute to thank CMAC, which is a local community media access channel here in Fresno. They're a nonprofit, and they're the ones that got together with all our exhibitors and sponsors to put these great videos together for us and for our exhibitors and sponsors to use later as they wish as well. So I just want to thank CMAC. Got to give a shout out.
Well, Sarah, while we're at this gap, I was given permission to do a door prize. Is this be okay if we do that? Is Lisa on?
Yes, Lisa. Yay.
I'm for you, Phil.
All right. Does everybody like the word door prize? Let's let Lisa spin the wheel and let's have a winner.
So our first door prize for today is donated by the Fresno chapter. It is a $25 Amazon gift card. And the winner is Steve Aminoff. Congratulations, Steve.
Awesome. Woo-hoo, congratulations, Steve. And thank you, Steve, for being a part of our convention with us. Okay, we're just waiting for word from our ACB assistant here, from Deb.
Just a second. We've had a little temporary problem, and I am still coming. So if you want to just vamp for just a second, we'll be with you in just a moment.
Phil, I was going to tease you and ask, what are you going to say if anybody said no, they don't like a door prize?
Okay.
Since we're waiting, why don't we go ahead and do another one?
Let's do it.
Why not? Let me queue up here. And this door prize is donated by the Contra Costa chapter, $25 Amazon gift card. And the winner is Suzanne Hood.
Congratulations, Suzanne Hood.
I know that lady. She's our alternate delegate for Fresno. Congratulations, Suzanne.
Congratulations, Suzanne.
Hey, Sarah, this is Judy. I'm not above doing some shameless huckstering while we've got a minute. I want to make sure everybody waits through the end of the On the Move presentation for a fabulous announcement.
Ooh, I love it.
Not just an announcement, but a fabulous announcement.
Can we even call it fantabulous?
Absolutely. You can call it anything you want, so long as you order a mini tread. Or a sit-down.
And also, Sarah, I believe the Victoria Land presentation afterwards is you're going to have an announcement about things people will definitely be interested in hearing.
Yes. So stay tuned. So after our Victoria Land beauty video, we'll be giving an announcement as well that is available for our members and our convention attendees as well.
I believe that is what they call a teaser. Or those are what they call teasers. So stay tuned.
And tuned.
That's right.
And you know what? Let's go ahead and give a couple other shout outs here. So those of you who received your Braille program, I want to give a shout out to a couple of organizations. One is the Braille Project. The Braille Project, Evelyn Comstock over there, put together our BRF file, which was sent over to Transcribing Mariners, and they're the ones that embossed the beautiful Braille program for this convention. And if you did not get one but want one, just as a commemorative thing, you can always call Nicole in the office as well to grab yourself a copy. And that was all donated again by the Braille Project and Transcribing Mariners. So thank you very much to both of them for really being a part of making things great for our members.
Get your commemorative program while supplies last.
Yes, definitely. And
since we're talking, programs, I want to jump in here real quick, Sarah, and just highlight everybody who downloaded a program or read this stuff for convention on the website. I'm going to embarrass them right now. Thank you to Phil Obregon here for doing, I think, the lion's share of the work on getting all of that stuff posted on the website and making sure it was available to download. So not only thank you to everyone who helped with the formatting of those, but thank you, Phil, also for making sure that they were available for download. Stephen Guillermo did the recording of the audio, so thank you to them for that, and as well as getting it posted.
And Annette Carter, who did all of our formatting of our large print and standard print as well. So, you know, a lot of folks have been doing a lot of the moving parts here for this convention. And, you know, we really want to point them out and, you know, say a big thank you. And, you know, and especially, you know, our TOG, who is a group of very invaluable folks who really, you know, make things happen. And Phil, you're a rock star. I hope you're blushing.
Do you have your video on, Lisa? Is he blushing?
But for those of you listening who do not have a copy of the program, just so that you are aware, if you go to ccbnet.org, there is a link in the More About CCB for our 2021 virtual convention. If you click on that link, at the top of the page you'll come to, there is download links in all different formats. You can get it in large print, standard print, you can get PDF versions, Word versions, and an audio version, both a complete, or you can download individual audio segments for each item within the program. So you've got lots of choices.
And Deb, do you feel like you've got it now?
Yes, I just about do. I've been locked up, so I'm very, very close here. And yes, I'm really crap, I tell you. Let's see, we're on the cell phone, on the
telephone
phones,
access.
Right? Yep. All right.
We're ready for that video.
I think we're ready to roll with the phone people. Let me go over here and make sure of that. Hang on just one sec.
Live radio at its best, right?
But when you think...
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I work with California Phones, also known as the California Telephone Access Program. California Phones is a state-mandated program that provides free, specialized phones and equipment for anyone who lives in the state of California, has telephone service, whether it be landline or cell phone, and has difficulty with hearing, seeing, speaking, moving, learning, and or remembering. It's very simple to qualify for our program. All you have to do is fill out your application, have your certifying agent, like your doctor, or a speech pathologist, audiologist, or optometrist fill out your application and turn it into one of our service centers. Or you can always feel free to mail it into our contact center. If you'd like to learn more information about California Phones, please feel free to call 1-800-806-1191, or you can always feel free to visit our website at californiaphones.org. California Phones is so proud to partner with the California Council of the Blind at their 2021 virtual convention. Thank you for having us, and I hope you enjoy the virtual convention.
Okay, and I want to thank CTAP, the California Telephone Access Program, for being exhibitors at our 2021 virtual conference and convention. Okay, next up is our presentation for On the Move.
I'm Judy Wilkinson, immediate past president of the California Council of the Blind, and I am thrilled to be the manager of the partnership between the California Council of the Blind and On the Move. And with me today is my colleague, Steve Bauer. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Judy. And we're here with Patrick Netter. Patrick has invented this amazing device called the Mini-Tread, and he's going to tell you about it, and we'll tell you how the partnership with CCB and On the Move, the company that makes the Mini-Tread, is going to do wonderful things for fitness for blind folks and in our community.
Steve, it's great to be here with you and Judy. I'm honored that you guys were really the first to recognize the value of what this little machine can do for all of us. And it's really a function of something as simple as movement, right? We all know that we're designed to move, and walking is the most natural movement. So this device not only is good, of course, for non-sighted people, but for anyone, for any human who needs to move while you're seated, while you're comfortable, while you're safely seated. Make sense?
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
We like to tell people that this device, the size of an airplane seat, 23 pounds, and it's, 23 inches long. I've got it in front of my chair, which usually is at my desk, but right now I've got it in front of my chair, and I'm going to turn it on, see if I can actually get myself moving here, as we say. I know that it's really a valuable piece of equipment, and I'm just so excited to be here to show it to everybody. I use it all the time. I have done so much binge watching of Netflix while this thing is in front of my chair in the living room. Now, I don't put it under my desk because my dog Kirsten likes to be under my desk, but I use it all the time listening to music. In fact, I often do my knitting while I'm working with this device, and I've got my knitting right here in my hand. So I often have my feet going on the treadmill, and I've got my thing going, and it's great. Steve, tell more about what we do with this device.
You know, I had a stationary bike, and one of the big problems that every time I wanted to use it, I had to take all the clothes that were off of it, and it was in one place, so I had to, you know, exercise and be in that one spot. With the Mini-Tread, you know, like I was saying before, and like you were saying, it's so easy to pick it up. I just pick it up and carry it wherever I want to, and that can be in front of my desk while I'm on Zoom. It can be where I'm watching TV in my living room. It just goes wherever I want to be at that particular moment. And the great partnership with CCB is happening, that we are making these available to our members and friends. And we think it's just an amazing way to exercise for folks who may have difficulty getting out to gyms, may have difficulty using the equipment when you get to a gym. And it's been a godsend for a lot of us.
You know, it's got two handholds on the side. You can just lift it up, you know, and carry it from one place. I'm standing up, and I'm, you know, don't have a lot of upper body strength, but I can just carry it around with me wherever I want to go. And
tell us about what the doctors have said about, you know, using this device. Is it really as good as getting other types of exercise?
You're asking probably the number one question, Steve, and that is, wow, this seems so, you know, easy, so convenient, all that stuff. It's probably too good to be true, right? And that's what we all thought. And even though all of the studies aren't completed yet, the preliminary studies are showing that from the seated position, you're still getting about 91% of the same exercise value. So we're talking about you're burning about the same amount of calories on the Mini-Tread as you would walking at the same speed up, right? As walking around outside. And we're talking similar benefit of added circulation, of increase of heart rate, of increase of blood throughout the entire body. So even though we feel safer walking from a seated position, we're getting virtually the same benefit. It's amazing.
And I can sit here and be in a Zoom meeting and not even thinking about exercising until, wait a minute, I'm starting to sweat. I guess I am working out pretty good. So we have information about this product on our website, and go to ccbnet.org. There's the studies Patrick was referring to. There's testimonials from users. You can read the manual. We have it up there in audio form that Patrick and I recorded, and just lots of great information about this product.
You know, Steve, if I can just describe a little bit physically of what the mini tread kind of looks like. It's about the size of two normal shoe boxes. It weighs about 23 pounds, so I know you and Judy can move it around easily enough. And it's only 20 inches by 20 inches, again, about the size of two shoe boxes. So it's pretty much, you can put it out of the way, you know, as opposed to like a large treadmill or a large elliptical or a large stationary bike, which are all good pieces of equipment. This, for some of us, is a bit more convenient, wouldn't you say?
A lot more convenient, definitely.
You can also telephone us at, and you'll reach me when you do that. I'll return your call as soon as I can at 510-629-1276. That's 510-629-1276.
And if you want to get more information, you can email On the Move, and that's spelled O-N-T-H-E-M-U-V. We spell it that way because movement unleashes vitality. So On the Move at ccbnet.org, shoot us an email, and we'll get in touch and get you all the information you need.
Okay, excellent. Excellent video. Okay, now I'm going to introduce, this is the time when we're going to have a live Q&A for On the Move. So I'd like to introduce Patrick Netter.
Nice to be here.
Hi there, Patrick. And Judy Wilkinson.
Hey.
And Steve Bauer.
Hello, hello.
Okay, you may continue.
Phil, how much time do we have for Q&A?
Approximately 10 minutes.
Oh, let's get some Q&A in there.
Okay, does anybody have any questions?
Alert us when there are raised hands. You know, I said last night, many of you heard the history presentation, that I was much more interested in the fundraising side of our organization now. And I was, in my younger days, I was more interested in the advocacy. But to me, this is such a win-win situation. It makes money for the council so that we can keep doing our good work, and it provides health benefits, something I've always dreamed about for our members. And remember, it's not just for our CCB family. It's for the entire world. If you know sighted folks that want this, they can order this. We will be sending out an email to all the ACB lists today announcing our big announcement, which Steve will get to. And we will, we're ready to have you order this device. In fact, we've already finished our first active quarter, and looks like we're actually going to have some money in the CCB coffers. We can't thank On the Move enough for the wonderful sharing deal. I hear that we have a question. Did I hear somebody?
Hi, Judy.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah, it's really a great device. I purchased one about 3 weeks ago or so. Really getting a lot of use out of it. Are you able to provide some updated pricing information, or is that, or should we wait till later to hear about that?
We are going to have a deal.
There is going to be some updated prices. And it was so nice of you to, you may not be able to take advantage of it, Peter, but other people can. And you know what? There is nothing more valuable than testimonials just like yours. That is what we live for, is to hear our members. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing with it, or how many minutes are you up to, Peter?
I try to do it at least a couple times a day for like 10 minutes at a time. I need to really do more of it.
But it's just that's a great start.
You're doing pretty good if you're doing 10 minutes a day, my friend. I started at a couple minutes a day and had to work up to it myself. But that's great.
Judy, I was very impressed during the video when you turned it on. We honestly did not hear it at all. That was amazing for a treadmill.
It's very, very quiet.
And that's why I say, you know, Phil, I can be doing Zoom calls here and nobody's the wiser, because, you know, it doesn't make any noise. So it's great.
In fact, if I'd thought of it, I'm sitting in the wrong chair, but I could be doing this now. In fact, Patrick has done a number of TV interviews where they show his feet at the very end, and all the time he's been working on the mini tread. So let me just remind you again, the mini tread is motorized and it can go from 0.3 miles an hour up to 3 miles. And the sit mill is totally self-powered. You can move your feet forward or backward, or you can move them sideways. In other words, you literally could turn the machine sideways and move your feet left and right. So it's totally within your power what you do with that one. So there are two versions of this device.
So, Patrick, do you want to talk just for a minute about, I know there's been some preliminary studies done, because a lot of folks that I talk to are saying, hey, you know, how good is this thing? I mean, is it really as good as going to the gym or getting on a real treadmill, quote unquote? Tell us about what some of the doctors have found.
Yeah, it's a great question. And the answer is was surprising, as we talked about on the video, and that is because it seems so easy to do, that you would think that, how valuable could this actually be? And what we find, and Peter, I'd be curious to hear you, your feedback. Virtually everybody who gets on there within 30 seconds or so says, wow, that's more exercise than I thought. And so when we started getting feedback from the various physicians that are studying this, it appears that it's virtually the same. It's 90% plus the same value in terms of how many calories you burn, right? Caloric expenditure or increase of heart rate. But here's something that we're actually finding out that will that's perhaps explaining why it feels like we're doing more work. And that is, from a seated position, you don't have the ability of momentum of walking straight ahead. So it's actually more exercise for your bigger muscle groups, your quadriceps, your hamstring, and your core from a seated position and walking. So to answer your question, it's again, we these are not peer-reviewed studies yet. That is what is being, there's three studies now, including one from the Veterans Administration. They're looking at it from both a rehab point of view and a term I wasn't familiar with, prehab. And prehab just means the condition you are before major surgery, right? So I think we'd all agree that to the degree you're healthy or feeble before major surgery, the outcome will have a major effect. So the VA has gotten, this is anecdotal, so this, but I spoke to the head physician, and he was telling me how the surgeons are now saying, we want this to test this for prehab, because the first person who they put on made such a change from before the surgery to from where he originally was until right before the surgery, that the surgeon said, I want everybody now to start doing with prehab. And I, again, this is one person. This is not scientific. It's just anecdotal. But when I asked Dr. Castle what, how many months or how many weeks did this gentleman have before the surgery, he said one. I said one what? He said 1 week. I said, you mean that there was that amount of change in 1 week? Again, it's not scientific. It's one person. But I think we all have a chance to just move more every day in a way that's convenient enough.
We have lots of questions. If I hate to interrupt you, but you've got a lot of people who want to ask you something.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Please use.
Yeah. Phone ending in 822.
Yes, thank you. My name is Eve Maitland, and I'm alternate delegate for ACB Capital Chapter. I just found out that I have osteoarthritis in my left knee, so I'm wanting to know which one of these would be appropriate for me, because I want to keep exercising. I don't want to atrophy, so I'm curious as to what would be appropriate.
It's interesting. Osteoarthritis is one of the studies we're looking at that will be starting any day now. The answer is, I think they would both be of value to you. It's a question of, I find that the motorized unit, if I'm working and concentrating on something else, I find that it becomes an automatic movement. I don't think about it. With the manual, the sit mill, it's not as easy to concentrate and work. It's great. Like, for example, I'm on it right now as we're talking. It's easy enough. But if I'm concentrating on something else, it's the reason that I find that some of these other gizmos, like I've seen some small pedalers or small elliptical machines. Yes, you're moving some, but the problem is it's not motorized. So the bottom line is, if you're going to be using this while you're working on the computer for quite some time, for sure the motorized. If not, either one will work.
And it's also great because, okay, frankly, you're not standing. You're not putting pressure on your knee.
Correct.
Because you're sitting, so you're not putting any pressure on your knee.
So exactly. Right. So for arthritis, without the impact trauma and the stress, it'll feel probably a lot better for you.
Right. So we have more questions?
Yes, this is Lorene. I had a question. My question was basically, do you have a payment plan? Because I'd like it for my sighted mother who has a heart condition and can't really get around with
the
mobile.
Yes, there is a PayPal payment plan when you place your order for the mini tread, not for the sit mill, but for the mini tread, there's a 4 or 6 month payment plan.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Let's see. You know, trouble here with Zoom all over the place. I love it. How about Suzanne, it looks like? Might be. Yeah, Suzanne?
We're not hearing from Suzanne.
The Zoom gods.
Go ahead and go to another number, Deb.
Yeah, sure.
We're almost out of time.
Margie?
Thank you. Thank you for this wonderful presentation. I want to promote this piece of equipment. I want to state a few pieces of information. A stand-up treadmill is the most dangerous piece of exercise equipment you can use. It's the only piece of exercise equipment that has an emergency set-off that you attach to yourself. I would highly promote this over a stand-up treadmill. Also, I've heard discussions about it's not fully accessible. One of the things I want to say is the most important thing you need to know when you're working out is your heart rate. It's 220 minus your age is your maximum heart rate. You can get that on a standalone iPhone, I will say, because that's what I have, iPhone accessible heart monitor that goes around your upper torso, just under your breast line. And it's audible, and it's I can't say anything about the Android because I do not use that. And the final thing I want to say is I understand we are the sole marketers for the blindness community. I hope we get into ACV and get it nationally, because I'm seeing it sold on Amazon. And if people that are blind don't know we're doing this, they're going to get it off Amazon. Thank you.
No, we're definitely getting the word out. In fact, that's one thing we want to mention. Shall we mention that, Judy, here?
We're going to be on May 2.
Next Wednesday, a week from, the next Wednesday, 6 o'clock Pacific time, we will be on Main Menu, Patrick and Judy and I, for an hour talking with the Main Menu team. And we're definitely going to, we're planning on exhibiting at conventions around the country. So we're getting the word out, definitely. This is not just a California thing anymore.
Christy? Okay.
Can we take one more question?
This is Christy Crespin. I have the manual, and I'm considering getting the motorized. However, I just am replacing the microwave. Huh, bummer. Anyway, I'm glad you guys talked about your minutes, because I was so surprised that when I started walking on the manual, I'm like, oh my God, I'm really out of shape, because I could only do like 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes at a time. Oh,
thank you for saying that, Christy, because I had the same situation when I first brought it in here. It's like, what are these people? I'll do a half an hour, you know? And
hey, Christy, you're retiring. Go ahead and buy one.
Oh. Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, I want to thank.
Thank you so much, Christy.
All right. I want to thank our presenters for sharing this.
Wait a minute. We have to get in our final announcement here, Phil.
We absolutely may.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. So we are offering, and somebody asked about the price before. The price for the mini tread is $449, and we are offering a special deal for convention, a convention special, $20 off on the mini tread. And what is the code, Patrick?
You know what? That's beyond my pay scale.
Code is ACB2021.
Is CCB?
Did I?
Yeah, you said ACB. So it's is it ACB or CCB?
CCB.
Thank you. CCB.
CCB 2021.
Yeah, CCB 2021. So if you go on the website and you're going,
and for the sit mill. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. It's $10 off the sit mill as well. Go ahead, Judy.
And the sit mill code is CCBFIT. And again, I'm going to repeat our phone. Steve, if you want to repeat our phone, mail, and email, because we'll help you order.
Yeah, so if you have any trouble with the website, please give us a call.
May 2nd.
And if you want to email us for more information, you can email On The Move. That's ONTHEMUV for Movement Unleashes Vitality, as we said on the video. So On The Move at ccvnet.org, and we can help you place the order if you're having difficulty with that.
And the deal ends on May 2nd.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for this presentation.
Great to be with you, Phil.
We'd like to thank CCB for giving us so much time during this presentation.
All right. Everybody, enjoy the convention.
All right. Okay, our next presentation is going to be a bronze level sponsor, Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Hello and welcome to Guide Dogs for the Blind. My name is Jay Cook, Community Outreach Specialist. Guide Dogs for the Blind provides all of our services free of charge. We serve clients in all the 50 states and Canada and provide training from our two locations, our headquarters in San Rafael, California, 20 miles north of San Francisco, and our campus in Boring, Oregon, 20 miles east of Portland, Oregon. Guide Dogs for the Blind breeds our own stock of Labrador Retrievers, Golden Retrievers, and a Labrador Golden Retriever crossbreed. We serve clients in a two-week training program as well as in-home training. To learn more about Guide Dogs for the Blind, visit our website, guidedogs.com. People often ask us about our admissions criteria. To apply to Guide Dogs for the Blind, a person needs to be legally blind, have completed orientation and mobility training and have a minimum of 3 regularly traveled destination routes. The application process consists of 1 application, 2 interviews, and 3 professional reference forms. Guide Dogs for the Blind provides 2 types of training options, an in-class residential-style training program, which lasts 2 weeks, and an in-home training program, which lasts between 10 and 14 days. Depending on your unique situation, we can customize the training that best fits your needs. Guide Dogs for the Blind is known for providing a suite of follow-up services, which include our telephonic support center, field service manager support, and our world-class alumni association. We also provide veterinary financial assistance to those individuals who may require additional assistance with vet care. Determining whether you're ready for a guide dog can be a big decision. At Guide Dogs for the Blind, we're here to help you do that, and I'm going to provide you with some tips. I encourage you to reach out to a variety of schools and learn about their options. Speak to people like members of the California Council of the Blind about their experiences with guide dogs. Also, feel free to attend workshops and other public-facing activities sponsored by guide dog schools to learn more about whether the guide dog lifestyle may be for you. The simple difference between white cane and guide dog mobility is this. A white cane is an object locator. A guide dog is an object avoider. At Guide Dogs for the Blind, we believe both the white cane and the guide dog are equally valid tools. Both are accomplishing the same goal from 2 different perspectives, to achieve safe and independent travel for people who are blind or visually impaired. Some of the things that set Guide Dogs for the Blind apart are our 2-week training programs, our connection with our puppy raising and volunteer community, our suite of follow-up services, and our highly customizable training options. Connect with us by visiting our website, guidedogs.com, or calling us at 800-295-4050. Guide Dogs for the Blind is proud to partner with the California Council of the Blind, and we hope you'll join their convention this year.
Okay, thank you to Guide Dogs for the Blind for being a bronze level sponsor of our 2021 virtual conference and convention. Our next exhibitor is Victoria Land Beauty.
Discover a world with no beauty barriers in sight. Victorialand Beauty is a new and authentic way to experience beauty. Our mission is to empower those who are blind or visually impaired to experience beauty by giving them the independence, accessibility, and emotional joy to look and feel beautiful. At Victorialand, we believe that you don't have to be visual to be visible, and the ability to look and feel beautiful is a universal right. We believe that beauty should be barrier-free for all, and when you design for disability first, we create solutions that are not only inclusive, but better for everyone. We believe that pleasure is a priority for all people, and beauty is about sensuality, tactility, fun, and indulgence. And we also believe that beauty goes hand in hand with self-care and emotional wellness. These core beliefs guide how we formulate, package, and market our products. Each Victorialand product provides easy product identification through touch. We have created the CIRIS system of raised universal symbols, a proprietary tactile recognition system comprised of a universal set of raised symbols placed on each product to facilitate product identification and usage. We also have accessible product information. Every Victorialand carton features an embossed QR code that users can scan using a screen reader app on their smartphones. It provides auditory product description and usage instructions. And lastly, enjoying the product. A product's major point of differentiation is the sensorial effect it offers. We don't always think about this because it happens so subconsciously. Its aroma, texture, immediate feel on your skin, and the afterfeel or slight residue all provide important sensory cues that reveal so much about the product and its benefits that can be experienced and enjoyed by all. Our partnership with the California Council of the Blind Virtual Convention gives us an opportunity to support, educate, and reach consumers who face the challenges of navigating in a society of beauty products packaged for the sighted world. Victoria Land isn't just changing the way the world sees beauty. We are changing who it's for. For more information, please visit victorialandbeauty.com and make sure to follow us on social at Victoria Land Beauty.
And we definitely want to thank Victoria Land Beauty for being an exhibitor of the 2021 CCB Virtual Conference and Convention. And Victoria Watts, you just heard there, the founder, has made a donation to our CCB members. And what it is it is her lip and eye treatment. It is a moisturizer that is specialized for that sensitive skin around your lips and your eyes. We have limited amount in our CCB office, and if you're interested in trying out her products and seeing the tactile marker that she does have on the tube, I believe it's a triangle for this one, if I remember right. I don't know, you won't know till you order one. Please contact Nicole at the CCB office. You can contact her either by sending her an email or calling her, and she can send that to you. If you do receive the product, please, if you love it, you know, or you have some suggestions, you can email those to me at crazyblindlady@gmail.com, and I can shoot that over to Victoria. But all of her products are organic, and they are dermatologist tested and approved. So thank you again to Victoria. All right, back to you, Phil.
Hey, thank you, Sarah. And I am now going to hand off to Gabe Griffith to speak to us about elections.
Thank you, Phil, and you're doing a wonderful job emceeing all this today. All right, everybody, we have finally reached that day. Today is our elections, or are, I guess, if I want to use proper English grammar. We'll have elections this evening. It will commence around 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. And so everybody who is a member and has registered for the convention should have received an email or a phone call with the phone number you will call to vote, call or text when it comes time for voting. And if you have not, or if you don't have it, if something's happened to it, don't worry. When election time comes, we will announce a phone number that you can call and give your name, and you will get the phone number to register, because we have several lines that folks have been split up to register. So again, tune back in around, I'd encourage you to listen to everything, but make sure that you're tuned in by about 7:15 Pacific time, and we will have our elections tonight. It'll be fun and exciting.
Phil. And just to tag on to you, Gabe, we want to thank our Delta Gamma volunteers for being the ones who will be tabulating our votes for tonight. So thank you, Delta Gamma.
Sure.
All right. Now, Phil, now it's all yours. And you know, I think it could be time for you to summon, you know, our treasurer again.
I was thinking the same thing. It's like, well, we got one more presentation.
Great minds and all
then
of
I
that,
have some right? announcements, but. So, Lisa, how about another door prize?
Sure, Phil, I can do that for you. So, our next door prize is a $25 Amazon gift card donated by GSGDHI. And let's cue the wheel. And our winner is Lisa Cushman.
All right. Congratulations, all right, Lisa Cushman. All right, now let's get back to another exhibitor presentation. This time we're going to hear from the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind.
Welcome to Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco, serving the greater Bay Area and beyond. My name is Sherry Albers, and I would like to talk to you about our programs and services that promote the independence, equality, and self-reliance for those who are blind and have low vision. You can find information about our programs and our calendar of events by exploring our website at lighthouse-sf.org, or you can call us at 415-431-1481 or email info@lighthouse-sf.org. Becoming a student at Lighthouse can get you involved in the following programs. Access technology training will help you make your phones, computers, and other devices easier and more comfortable to use. Braille classes will not only offer you an essential tool for literacy, but also an way of getting more organized by labeling objects and making shopping lists. O&M training can help you stay active and independent. Independent living skills specialists can offer you an alternative technique and tools to continue your routines at home, work, and school. Our community services programs offer cultural events, weekly networking classes, and recreational outings for people of all ages for you to have fun and connect. Our deaf-blind students can learn Braille and receive accessible technology equipment to stay in communication. Lighthouse is thrilled to announce that we are accepting applications for our Summer Enchanted Hills in-person sessions, and this includes our Yes Academy, leadership training, and our teen camp programs. After all, EHC is the place to be. Last but not least, our Adaptation Store is California's premier one-stop shop for low vision and blindness specific products. We not only have traditional offerings such as canes and magnification products, talking clocks and kitchen gadgets, games and medical devices, but we also have lighthouse specific products such as those that come from our Mad Lab department. These include Braille large print greeting cards for all occasions, our T-Map tactile street maps, and our newest product, which is our tactile intersection diagrams. And these last two products feature Braille, large print, and tactile images. You can shop Adaptations 24 hours at adaptations.org. You can call us 9 to 5 Pacific time at 888-400-8933, or you can catch us at 8 a.m. to noon Pacific through the Be My Eyes app. Come find us at lighthouse-sf.org or call 415-431-1481 or email info@lighthouse-sf.org. And we cannot wait to meet you at the house. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lighthouse for the Blind, for being an exhibitor at our 2021 virtual conference and convention. I hope you've been enjoying these presentations. We're going to have two more sessions that I'd like to highlight for you. Still coming up, where you'll hear from more of our exhibitors and from our sponsors. The next presentation is going to be this evening at 4:30 p.m. And at that session, we're going to begin with a live Q&A with our silver level sponsor, Humanware.
Humanware is proud to support the California Council of the Blind's 2021 conference. For more information, we encourage everyone to visit us by downloading our HW Buddy application available on iOS and Android. And you can visit us online at www.humanware.com. To reach us by phone, dial 1-800-722-3393. We hope everybody has a fantastic conference.
Okay, and in addition to that, at the 4:30 session, we're going to also have a live Q&A with another silver level sponsor and CCB partner, Energy Upgrade California.
Hi, this is Yesenia Vargas with Energy Upgrade California. We're happy to be a partner of the California Council of the Blind's annual conference for 2021, and you can learn more about us at energyupgradeca.org.
Okay, and we're going to have a third sponsor and exhibitor session on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. And at that session, we're going to have a live Q&A with silver level sponsor, Vanda Pharmaceutical Non-24.
Hello, California Council of the Blind. My name is Shauna Jatho. I'm a clinical nurse educator with Vanda. What my role is to increase awareness on a very rare condition that affects mainly individuals who are totally blind, but also those who are visually impaired with limited light perception. And that condition is called non-24. The three main symptoms are difficulty falling asleep at night, difficulty maintaining a full night's sleep, and or difficulty staying awake during the day. If you'd like to learn more, please reach out to me personally, 202-538-0396. And also, if you'd like to have me a part of your local chapter to have a presentation on non-24. Thank you. Enjoy the convention.
And continuing on with the Saturday 11:30 presentations, we're going to also have a live Q&A with silver level sponsor, Democracy Live.
Hello, my name is Brian Finney. I'm president of Democracy Live. I want to thank the California Council of the Blind to allow us to help support the Council of the Blind virtual convention in 2021. Democracy Live is the leading provider of accessible at-home voting technologies and accessible online technologies throughout the state of California and serving 25 other states throughout the country. If you want to get a hold of Democracy Live, feel free to reach out to us at democracylive.com or info@democracylive.com. We look forward to sponsoring your convention, and we hope you enjoy the 21 convention.
Okay, and we are also at the Saturday 11:30 session going to have a live Q&A with our gold level sponsor, Cruise LLS.
Hi, I'm Kenny Montilla from Cruise, and we're proud to partner with California Council of the Blind for the 2021 virtual convention. To learn more about Cruise, visit us at www.getcruise.com or contact us directly at community@getcruise.com. We hope you have a great time at the convention.
Okay, well, I didn't think I was talking fast, but we are actually way ahead of schedule. Our next presentation is going to be at approximately 12:30, and it will be...
Well, we're okay, Phil.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, in that case, I want to thank everybody for staying with me and listening to these presentations.